little old rundown shack, and in it lived a man I'd never seen. Folks said he was a mean and a vicious man, and you better not set foot on his land, but I didn't think nobody could be that mean. So I took me out walking down a railroad track. I was gonna go down to that little old shack and just find out if all them things I'd heard was true. There was a big black dog laying out in the yard, and it growled at me, and I swallowed hard, and I heard somebody say, "Well, who are you?" Oh, and there he stood in the door of that shack, and his beard and his hair was long and black, and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen. When he spoke, his voice was low and deep, but he just didn't frighten me, 'cause somehow I just knew he wasn't mean. He said, "What you doing snooping around my place?" And I saw a smile come across his face, so I smiled back and I told him who I was. He said, "Come on in and pull you up a chair, you might as well since you're already here." And he said, "You can call me Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, what you doing living here all alone? Joshua, Joshua, ain't you got nobody to call your own? No, no." Clean out of sight, we still talking when it come daylight. There was just so much we had to say. I spent my life in an orphan's home, and just like him, I was all alone. So I said, "Yeah," when he asked if I'd stay. Oh, we grew closer as time went on, and that little old shack, it was a happy home, and we just couldn't help but fall in love. That big black dog in that little old shack, sitting down by the railroad track, good enough for me and Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, why, you're just what I've been looking for. Joshua, Joshua, you ain't gonna be lonesome anymore. No, no. You're late.
Here in Dallas, cold and hungry, I ain't got a dime. Sleeping in a filthy train yard in the warmest, driest place that I can find. What have I done that would justify the way you're treating me? Dig cold and hungry, I don't know, so I could be a little warmer, but I find that there's no coat in my wardrobe. My clothes are paper thin, still you let your chill of winter fall on me. Big and final resting place for me.
I'm sick. sitting here looking at some mighty hard times. Money ain't growing on trees. A little while ago I was rolling in dough, singing all you want when you please. All you want when you please, girls. All you want when you please. The wind blows up this road all summer. In the evening it cools one and all. If you like a good breeze, you can have all you please. If you don't get blown away in the fall. All you want when you please, girl. All you want when you please. My money's all gone and my breeze died down. My bloom of youth's gone to seed. I sit here and cry for the days all gone by when I sang all you want when you please. All you want when you please, girl. All you want when you please. Well, the meat's all lean and the bread's all done. And the cook rides a big white horse. You just come like you look, and if you get your picture took, you can tell them you was at the Mardi Gras. All you want when you please, girl. All you want when you please.
Close the door, light the light. We're staying home tonight. Far away from the bustle and the bright city lights. Let them all fade away. Just leave us alone and we'll live in a world of our own. Oh my love, I cry for you so much. Lonely nights without sleeping, how I long for your touch. Now your lips can't erase the heartache I've known. Come with me to a world of our own. We'll build a of mine when we live in a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share. All our sorrows we'll leave far behind out there. And I know you will find there'll be peace of mind when we live in a world of our own. When we live.
You're the accuser. I'm the misused and you're the misuser. You don't treat me right, honey baby, and that's so wrong. I play the fool's part break this fool's heart. While you're out cheating, my heart takes a beating. I'm the confused and you're the confuser. You don't treat me right, honey baby, and that's so wrong. You know what I ought to do, I ought to go away and leave you crying. But somehow deep inside I know that I can never ever let you go. No use of trying.
No use trying.
You keep tears in my eyes, but my ears know it's only lies you're a-talking. But one day I won't give a hoot. I'll buy me a new pair of boots and do some walking. I am the giver, you are the taker. I get the heartaches and you are the maker. I am the fool and you are the faker. You don't treat me right, honey baby, and that's so wrong.
Ain't been in Little Rock but 2 weeks and here I am now, packing up and disappearing into thin air. The girls in Little Rock are cute but I can't make my heart take root, cause bad seed won't grow just anywhere. Well, I need lots of sunshine, and I need lots of raindrops, and I need to breathe the open air. Well, I hope to beg your pardon, your town just ain't my garden. Bad seed won't grow just anywhere. So honey, kiss goodbye to your bad seed. My love is not the kind that you need. I could stay here with you, but I wouldn't play fair, cause bad seed don't grow just anywhere. And you're looking at the baddest of the bad seed. Stop is Jacksonville now. I don't know, but I got a feeling that I might just kinda like it somewhere around there. I hear tell there's fertile land and white pearly silver sand, and that seed don't grow just anywhere. So honey, kiss goodbye to your bad seed. My love is not the kind that you need. Stay here with you, but I will play fair, cause bad seed don't grow just anywhere. And you're looking at the baddest of the bad seed. Let me tell you, honey, I'm a bad seed.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to
fold up. Know when to walk away and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on, and I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine. And he said, "The name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town, and they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Dear Mama, I'm coming home tomorrow. If you don't mind, would you meet me at the train? Dear Mama, my wandering days are over, and it's so good to be coming home again. Dear Mama, we'll walk the fields together, and through the valley we will stroll hand in hand. I just can't wait to see you and touch the soil of home so clean. But Mama, I'm not the boy I used to be, for I've been gone away too long, and I've done everything that's wrong. But I think I finally found myself at last. And just you wait and see, another chance is all I need. But Mama, I'm not the boy I used to be. You see, Mama, I've spent time in prison for a crime that I'm too ashamed to tell. And when you meet me there tomorrow, don't be surprised at what you see, 'cause Mama, I'm not the boy I used to be. For I've been gone away too long, and I've done everything that's wrong. But I think I finally found myself at last. And just you wait and see, another chance is all I need. But Mama, I'm not the boy I used to be.
I'd like to hold my head up and be proud of who I am, but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them, but they're still not satisfied. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold. When they let me out of prison, I held my head up high, determined I would rise above the shame. But no matter where I'm living, the black mark follows me. I'm branded with a number
on my name.
I'd like to hold my head up
and be proud of who I am,
but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them,
but they're still not satisfied.
Now I'm a branded man
out in the cold. If I live to be 100, I guess I'll never clear my name, 'cause everybody knows I've been in jail. No matter where I'm living, I got to tell them where I've been, or they'll send me back to prison if I fail.
I'd like to hold my head up
and be proud of who I am,
but they won't let my secret go untold. I paid the debt I owed them,
but they're still not satisfied.
Now I'm a branded man
out in the cold. Now I'm a branded man out in the cold.
You're going out again tonight, and you'll end up getting tight. Then when your money's gone, you'll come crawling home to me. You'll think you're quiet as a mouse as you come stumbling through the house and find a note with these parting words from me. When tomorrow's sun comes up, you'll be sicker than a pup, and your bloodshot eyes will look around for me. But you'll find yourself alone, like the many nights I've known, with only lonely walls for company.
Now 15 years, All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Well, that foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut, Lord thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it, I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Yes, here comes Amos. Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Call him Amos Moses.
Yeah.
Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana. Lived a man
called. Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least 100 grand. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff, and when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Haul. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70 automobile.
Draw your pay and you take in the town. You leave me at home just to lose my mind while you're out messing around. Well, it's 4 a.m. and you're staggering in, and you sure look a mess with a smile on your face and outstretched arms and a bargain basement dress. I wouldn't wear that dress to a dog fight if the fight was free. And a bargain basement dress ain't enough to get your arms around me. Well, you say when a man works hard all week, he deserves to play or rest. Well, honey, that ain't right, so get out of my sight with that bargain basement dress. shagging fast, dragging cotton sacks and eating butter beans every day. Yeah, I'm a sweet young thing, I just turned 18 and I'm unhooking the latch, 'cause I've got too much class for this cotton patch. I've been reading magazines on our once a week trip to town on Saturday, and I've seen all the pretty clothes and handsome rich men, and I know that's for me. Papa's been trying to pair me up with Willie Bob, whose daddy owns the cotton gin. I done checked Willie out 2 years ago, and Willie knows I'm too much for him. It's Monday morning, 4 o'clock, got my sack packed and I'm out here where the freeway runs. Here comes a truck, I'm in luck, he's going straight through on a Dallas run. Yeah, I'm heading for Big D and I know that's the place for me to really make a catch. Well, finally, I'm a-getting my class out of this cotton patch. Waltzing into the best department store for employment to suit my style. And I was doing pretty good till some wise cracker came on the scene. He called me a rotten tomato, but he said I sure look green. I tried every door to every store in town, but my luck had run down. It seemed nobody around Dallas could recognize the class I'd brought to town. And after all day of looking, would you believe the only job I could land was in a dog food factory sticking labels on dog food cans. Know what I mean? Mama, if you'd ask Papa if he could spare a few dollars, I'd catch the next Greyhound coming home. And tell him if Willie Bob ain't committed yet, I'd be willing to give him another try. After all, it's been over 2 years.
Little old lady by the name of Ma Baker lived out of town on 1 square acre in a little white house with a picket fence all around. She had a kind and a gentle way till the day the TVA tried to make Ma Baker sell a little old acre of land. They showed her a map of how the river ran and a sketch of the brand new dam, but Ma Baker wouldn't sell her little acre of land. She said, "Pa left this to me, son, and I ain't gonna sell for love nor money. No, sir, Ma Baker's gonna keep her little acre of land." Well, now the next time they came, they brought the sheriff. Found Ma sitting in an old porch chair, just a-sitting in a rocking out in the evening sun. She looked over little wire frames and she said, "Now I think you fellas are best to wait, and don't you step through that picket gate." And on Ma's lap they noticed was laying Pa's old shotgun. Well, the engineers looked at one another and said, Well, now, gentlemen, I think we should go back and retire back to our drawing boards and discuss this matter a little more, don't you think? And they all agree. By the way, if you go out looking for Ma's little hilltop Victorian white clapboard cottage, don't look for the little dusty road that used to wind up there. 'Cause down out in the middle of a brand new lake is a little island of 1 square acre, and Ma Baker's just as happy as she can be. She can't swim, but she can float and catch big bass from her motorboat. And when the wind ain't a blowing too strong, she can water ski. And Ma Baker still owns her little acre of land.
Well, I've been a lot of places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs and I made some bad rhymes. Acted out my love in stages. With 10,000 people watching. Now we're alone and I am singing my song for you. And I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I've treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. So darling, can't you please see through me? Now we're alone and I am singing my song for you. Well, you taught me precious secrets of a truth withholding nothing. You came out in front, but I was hiding. Now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, just listen to the melody, for my love is in there hiding. And I love you in a place where there's no space or time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing my song for you. Well, you taught me precious secrets of a truth withholding nothing. You came out in front, but I was hiding. But now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, for my love is in there hiding. And I love you in a place where there is no space or time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone and I was singing my song for you. We were alone and I was singing my song for you.